T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A grand slam.
You bet.
This is Sports Open Line.
Billiken
on America's Sports Voice.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
KMOX.
Into hour number two of the program, although we will only be taking you until about 7:40, maybe 7:42. Sports producer extraordinaire Matt Pajeski has not yet given me the 7:43. That is what time we will go till tonight as we lead you into St. Louis Billikens basketball. They'll get rolling with their broadcast a little bit after 7:45. Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr., they've got the call of the game tonight. It is a big one. SLU and Memphis set to match up against each other. I was talking before the break about a possible reunion with Matt Carpenter and whether or not that is something that could happen. And Ken Rosenthal mentioned it in The Athletic, and he was just kind of talking on his observations. He certainly, from what it read, he didn't have any indication that it was something that was imminent, something that for sure there's been even any conversation about. But he did mention towards the end of that that blurb, that piece, that couple paragraphs in The Athletic, that the departure of former hitting coach Jeff Albert could potentially lead to Matt Carpenter's return to St. Louis, kind of inferring that Carpenter and Albert didn't totally jive. Now, Carpenter took the blame for that, if there is blame, saying that he didn't buy into some of the data-driven things that were done as much as maybe he should have. And you know what? Maybe that's what has turned into what he did this past year with the Yankees that has resulted in him really getting going. I want to go back to the Turner Ward interview, and we had it yesterday. If you missed it, you can head to the Odyssey app. You can go to KMOX.com, whatever you want to do, and you can listen to my entire 15 minutes with new hitting coach Turner Ward. But he did say a few things that I certainly wanted to get into, and there was the fan base did not like Jeff Albert. That is a 100% for sure thing. And then when John Mozeliak spoke to the media at the end of the season, he said that part of the reason that Jeff Albert lost was because of the fan criticism that was out there. So then when I asked Albert about that criticism and whether or not hitting coaches deserve that criticism, this is what he had to say.
At 16 years, you struggle. It was a struggle being a big league hitter, minor league hitter, whatever that is. I never said, you know what, I didn't have success this year because of this hitting coach. But now I'm going to flip that around on the other side, is because as me now as a hitting coach, I take full responsibility, and I don't want the credit, but it is my job to help these guys. So it's kind of a part of the business not to get that credit and to take the blame. And I'm fully aware of that, and I actually embrace that because I actually want to be able to help these guys and help them get into the next level.
I think of everything that he said in our conversation, the thing that's probably gotten the most reaction was that cut. And Cardinals fans wanted to hear that. Cardinals fans absolutely wanted to hear that. As a hitting coach, that's the job. As a hitting coach, that's the gig. You are rarely going to be lifted up for the great job that you do, and you are always going to be taken down for hitters not performing to a level that a fan base want them to perform at. Here's the funny thing, though, about that. And I've never... So, and this is kind of connected to where Jeff Albert is now. It was announced that Jeff Albert is joining the Mets. He is going to work as their new director of hitting. He's not the hitting coach. He's not the assistant hitting coach. This is not a uniformed personnel position, but he is going to work very closely with the Mets hitting coach and also the Mets assistant hitting coach, but he's going to kind of be out of sight. And there's been a lot, and I can't speak to this. I'll never lie to you. I will never lie to you. I can't speak to this or not. All I can do is kind of look at some things that are being on social media and try to figure out whether or not there's some credence to them, whether or not there's some truth to them. But a lot of people do mention the fact that maybe he would be better positioned in a role where he's not in a major league dugout. And maybe there's some truth to it. I don't know. There's a lot less criticism. And one of the things that has never really made much sense to me is the person or the people who have the biggest impact from a hitting standpoint for a baseball team are people who are putting together the organizational hitting philosophy. Now, the hitting coach has something to do with that. Jeff Albert certainly had something to do with that. But there's a lot more people involved with it. A hitting coach is hired to coach the organizational hitting philosophy. But you never hear fans like calling for the job of some director of this or roving coordinator of this or special assistant that. Like, you just don't hear it because they're not in the dugout. They're not in front of everybody on an everyday basis. And fans just want to see somebody and want to give somebody blame, and somebody who's sitting in the front office, things like that, especially when it comes to a coaching position. And it doesn't apply so much to, you know, the baseball decision makers, the president of baseball operations, the general manager. But when it comes to hitting and pitching, you never hear fans calling for the jobs of people who are working inside of the front office. So it's you know, sometimes it's that faceless, nameless thing that you want to criticize, and you end up criticizing the coach. But anyways, Jeff Albert, it did not take him long to find a new job. He found a new job very quickly. He is working with the Mets right now, and he's got the title of director of hitting. So that's where he is going to be at. But I did think it was interesting. I thought it was interesting what Turner Ward had to say about the taking blame when hitters are in a funk. That is something that is certainly fans wanted to hear that. Fans wanted to hear that when things are not going well from an offensive standpoint, that you've got a hitting coach that is going to embrace the idea that they'll take blame. Now, I do want to say something, and I'll give credit to Derek Gould on this, because Gould mentioned this on Twitter, because there were a lot of people that after Albert got the job, there's a lot of people got on Twitter and said that, you know, Albert couldn't handle the criticism from St. Louis fans and things like that. And it should be noted, if we're going to be fair about things, we haven't really heard much from Albert on that. We've heard from John Mozeliak, and I'm not calling John Mozeliak a liar. All I'm saying is we got that information secondhand, and it was almost a throwaway comment from Mozeliak, and a lot of people have really grabbed onto it. But it was almost a throwaway comment from Mozeliak at that end of season news conference. So maybe we've put a little bit too much into the idea that Albert did leave largely because of that, or maybe not. I mean, Mo mentioned it. Maybe it was actually a bigger deal, and that's why he even brought it up at all. So that's kind of where we're at on that when it comes to the hitting coach position and where this team is going to be at moving forward from kind of an offensive philosophy, to be sure. By the way, we mentioned earlier about the American League Manager of the Year. Well, we now know who the National League Manager of the Year is. That is Buck Showalter. Showalter wins his fourth Manager of the Year award with his fourth different franchise. Dave Roberts of the Dodgers comes in second. Brian Snitker comes in third from the Braves. And then after that, Oliver Marmol, he finished after those three. Marmol did receive some first-place votes. He received 5 first-place votes. Rob Thompson of the Philadelphia Phillies, he received 2. obviously the voting is done at the end of the regular season, not at the end of the postseason, but only Showalter, Roberts, and Snitker receiving more first place votes than Marmol did this year. So yeah, Buck Showalter, who led the Mets to a really, really nice season that ended with a little bit of a slow drain there as they could not hold on to the top spot in the NL East, but he wins that award. And Brian Snitker, who always seems to be up there either winning it or finishing very close to the top, he ends up finishing in third. And then Dave Roberts of the Dodgers finishes in second. All right, we will take a break, and when we come back, we are going to switch gears again. We'll talk some Illini basketball as Illinois men's basketball coach Brad Underwood is set to join us in just a moment. They came up with a nice win last night, but they've got a big one coming up this weekend. We'll discuss all of that with Coach Underwood in just a moment. This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Your home of the Cardinals.
Arenado swings and hits it deep to left field. That ball is out of here.
The Billikens.
Jumper. Yes! Billikens win!
The Chiefs.
Touchdown! Kansas City!
We are America's sports voice. KMOX.
Sports Open Line continuing on here on a Tuesday night. We're about 25 minutes away from coverage of St. Louis University Billikens basketball SLU in action tonight as they are taking on Memphis. It's a big one late night at the Chaffetz Arena as it's going to get started at 8 o'clock. Our coverage with Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr. set to begin just after 7:45. We are continuing our parade of coaches, and tonight we'll focus on the Illinois Fighting Illini. They're currently 3-0. They're ranked number 19 in the nation. Yesterday they had a convincing win against Monmouth, winning 103-65. Their wins this year come against Eastern Illinois, UMKC, and Monmouth. And now, with all due respect to those programs, the competition level is going to jump up just a bit as their next game, which is going to be on Friday night, is going to match them up against number 8 UCLA. And with that, we're very happy to welcome on to the program. He is the head coach of the Fighting Illini. He is Coach Brad Underwood. Coach, thank you so much, as always, for taking some time with us this evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's my pleasure.
Let's start with last night's win. You put up 103 points, and offensively you guys have scored about 85 or so every single time out this year. I have to think, at least from an offensive standpoint, you're pretty happy with the way your club is playing here in the early season?
Yeah, we're growing there. We did not play very well offensively in our UMKC game. It was just a game we didn't prepare very well. We didn't We started very slow. We were 1 for our first 18, and we didn't execute much. Then we got going, and I think our guys are still learning, learning each other, learning how to play, learning where opportunities come. Our pace has been very good. It's something I'm excited about, is to watch our pace. And last night was very good.
Talk about pace a little bit, because how is that something that you go about coaching?
Well, a little bit of it is just getting guys to run really hard. It's conditioning. It's pushing him. It's playing very unselfish, trying to pitch the ball ahead, not dribble it up. It's the the extra pass, and then it becomes when you start putting pace with speed, and then you start putting it with what we call 0.5 basketball, just moving the ball, sharing it. We had 21 assists last night. It all kind of falls into place, but the biggest part of it is just effort, and that's running. And we talk about that. We work on that daily.
Coach, you got a lot of guys on your team that can score, that can do a lot of things, but the person who gets all the preseason accolades is Terrence Shannon Jr., preseason All Big Ten. He's on the Jerry West Award watch list. He's a transfer. Is there anything challenging about when you've got a guy who you know is going to be one of your leaders, who you know is going to score a lot of points, and he's got D1 experience, but he's also somebody that hasn't been in the program? Just, you know, the process of integrating him into what you want to do when he's going to be a leader so quickly.
Well, the biggest challenge is with a transfer is, especially one that's been someplace for 2, 3, 4 years, they become very entrenched in their terminology in the old way of doing things, and it takes a little bit of adjustment. How we play and just the simple terminology that one coach might have to another. So there is transition there. It's not easy. Last year it took Alfonso Plummer a good little bit to get going. I ended up being an All Big Ten player, but once we got established and he started to feel comfortable, then confidence comes. And Terrence, he's so talented. The style of play, the speed with which we play helps him, and he's been remarkable thus far.
You announced a few new players coming into the program last week. I've asked a lot of coaches this. It really seems like we're in a weird place in college basketball, especially with the early signing period, because you almost have to pick and choose who you're selecting now because there are going to be so many D1 transfers available later. How do you go about that, and is it a more selective process here during the early signing period?
Yeah, character over characters. And obviously we've got to have talented guys, but for us that's the determining factor. And we've been involved with these guys. We know their character. We know who they are, how hard they work. They're students of the game. We're always going to take those guys. And we're a development program here at the University of Illinois. We've got the best strength coach in the country, nutrition. We've got a brand new practice facility that we just moved into a few weeks ago. So it's literally how we built this. I'm going to continue to recruit high school guys, and I will fill in with a transfer or two. But those transfers we want them from winning programs. It's a big part of our culture. The three guys we've got this year, two from Baylor, one from Tech, a couple of national championships in there, and an Elite Eight. So it's not just the points and the rebounds. It's all the other stuff for us.
Okay, so I just thought about this listening to you say that. When we think about professional sports, we think about players being brought in because of their championship pedigree. We hear that all the time. That's not something we hear in college athletics, but maybe we should be now with the transfer portal. How important is it to bring in guys who have had those deep NCAA tournament runs?
Well, that's all we talk about in our program is winning, and winning to me is it's not just points. There's a lot of ways to win, and there's a lot to that. You can be a great communicator. You can be you have to understand what it takes to win. Every one of our high school kids, state champion or national champion, in the last two classes. So that's something that's vital. You have to be able to integrate yourself. Winners know what that takes. It's not just about, oh, how many points can I score or how many minutes do I play? Winners understand, and that's a big piece of our culture, and it's one that's helped us turn this thing around after our first 2 years. We started that from day one, and we're going to continue to keep doing that. So winning pedigree is everything for us.
You mentioned freshman. Last night, Jaden Epps, a season-high 21 points. He becomes the seventh freshman at Illinois since you've been there to at least score 20 points in a game. That just kind of goes to what you were saying, that while maybe the industry is going away from as many high school kids, you obviously are sticking with that and you know, bringing these kind of guys in, and Epps has a nice day yesterday.
Yeah, we got really good freshmen. I mean, Sky Clark was fantastic yesterday. Jaden is an elite scorer. He knows what he's doing on that end of the court. His ball goes in a lot of different ways, not just catch and shoots, but off the bounce and layups. And you know, he fits what we were trying to sign in that class. He's very capable of having those kind of nights. And now he's gaining some confidence, and that's fun to see with freshmen. But you know, I play freshmen. I've played them every year. I've played him a lot. I've mostly started a freshman just about every year. Last year was kind of the rare exception with the COVID year and fifth year guys. But I believe in him, and that's how you grow them and get them better. And you know, we've got to get where we cut down on mistakes. But those guys are all helping us a great deal.
Just a couple more minutes with Illinois basketball coach Brad Underwood, not taking anything away from Eastern Illinois, Kansas City, and Monmouth, but the competition level goes up for you guys as you're going to match up against UCLA in your next matchup. What is the message during practice leading up to one of your first really big games of the year?
Yeah, I mean, it gets real, you know, and I say that with, like you said, no offense to any of those other programs, and then we get out of our building. And so you've got to limit mistakes, and you know, we've had it fairly easy thus far, even though there's been moments we've seen stuff that helps us. But you know, now we're going to see an experienced team, a team that's got size. And you know, we had a secret scrimmage actually there in St. Louis against a you know, a Power Five school that was, you know, just happened to be national champions. And so, you know, we'll have to get back to those days, and it'll be a great test for us. And, you know, put situations in play where every game becomes, you know, and every possession becomes very important.
Last thing for you, we're not too far out from the bragging rights game in St. Louis against Missouri. What does that rivalry mean to you? What does that game mean to your program?
Well, it's an elite rivalry, and rivalries are great for college basketball. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, something that is so unique, most rivalries happen within conferences, and to have one that's not, in a conference, and you have, you know, 50% of the arena, for us, 50% for them, it's really a cool environment. The timing of that has happened, you know, right before Christmas. So everybody's, you know, kind of in a celebration mood anyway, and the fans are there and supporting it. And it just turns into a great atmosphere for the fans and one that's great for the players. And obviously to play it in St. Louis, which is such a basketball rich city. They've been a great host, and yeah, it's been a heck of a game for 47 plus years.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you taking some time with us. Thanks so much, and hopefully we can catch up with you every once in a while.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
That is Illinois basketball coach Brad Underwood joining us here on the program. Appreciate him taking some time. That potentially wraps up our parade of coaches, as all of them have joined us on the Quiver River guest line. Let's see if I can. We're still working on one more. Not sure if it's going to come through before the week is over. Let's see if I can name every single one that we had off the top of my head. So in the Valley, we had Missouri State and Southern Illinois. In the Ohio Valley, we had SIUE, Southeast Missouri, and Lindenwood. And then we had St. Louis U, obviously, SLU basketball coming up in about 15 minutes. We just had Illinois. Am I missing anyone? Sports producer extraordinaire Matt Pajeski. Did I get every single one there?
I think you nailed it there.
Okay. That was fun. That's of everything I've done since being here, being able to talk to all those coaches and hear the different things that, that they're said, and obviously different programs do things in different ways. But I remember talking to one of the coaches who said that, that they're at a point right now with their program where they really need to build through the transfer portal, because you bring in guys that help you win right now. Where we talk with a couple other coaches, and while they do use the transfer portal, they talk about the importance of continuing to bring in high school kids who can come in. And Coach Underwood not just talked about bringing in high school kids, but bringing in high school kids who not just play but start, that he's got a pretty good record for that. I've always been a fan of Coach Underwood. A lot of that has to do, I'm a K-State guy. He's a K-State guy back in the day. So I've always been a fan of Coach Underwood for that. But he's a heck of a coach. He is one heck of a basketball coach, and he's got his team really playing well right now. We'll see how they do against UCLA coming up on Friday night. So thanks to Coach Underwood for joining us on the Quiver River guest line, and thanks to all the other coaches throughout our parade of coaches who have done that. All right, we'll take one more break. We'll come back, and we've got a few final thoughts to pass your way before we make way for St. Louis University Billikens basketball. They are in action against Memphis tonight. This is Sports Open Line, back with more in just a moment right here on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Swing it along with the left. That's a grand slam.
You bet!
This is Sports Open Live.
Billikens win!
On America's Sports Voice.
Kansas City, KMOX.
Just a few minutes left here in this edition of Sports Open Line. My name is Matt Pauly, 314-436-7900. That's how you call or text. You can also tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. Tomorrow's going to be a little bit of a different sounding, different feeling edition of Sports Open Line. Tomorrow's a big night for St. Louis sports, as City Park is opening up. Technically City SC 2. It's technically City 2, but City SC is going to be matched up tomorrow against the international opponent, and we're going to have all the coverage right here. So our plan tomorrow, this is what we're going to do. We are going to be live at City Park, and we'll do Sports Open Line from about 6 to 6:45. Then at 6:45, we are going to jump into what is going to be the broadcast of tomorrow night's soccer match, and we'll bring that to you. A lot of us are going to be involved with it. I'll be out there. Tom Ackerman's going to be out there. Amy Marks, of course, is going to be out there. Nate Gatter, who we had on the other night during the expansion draft, he's going to be doing the play-by-play tomorrow. There's a lot going into tomorrow, and it's going to be really, really fun to open up City Park and have that for you. So it's kind of a celebration of all things St. Louis sports, and celebration of City SC, as they've got a big night. It's kind of a test run, but there's going to be a lot of people there. It's going to be a bit of a test run for what they've got going on for the upcoming MLS season. So yeah, tomorrow is going to be very, very soccer themed here on KMOX, and I hope you'll join us for all of it. Also, we'll do more on this hopefully later on in the week, but certainly did want to mention the XFL quarterbacks draft was held today, and the St. Louis Battlehawks selecting two quarterbacks with all due respect to one of them, the other one of them certainly is very much a household name. A.J. McCarron is now property of the St. Louis Battlehawks, the only quarterback to win back-to-back BCS national titles from the University of Alabama. He was selected by Cincinnati in the 2014 NFL Draft. In addition to spending time with the Bengals, he's also been with the Buffalo Bills, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Houston Texans, and the Atlanta Falcons. And now he is set to potentially be with the Battlehawks. The other quarterback who was drafted is Ryan Willis. Willis played his college football between a couple schools, Kansas and Virginia. I got to be honest with you. I got to look and see if he did Kansas or Virginia first. As a proud K-State guy, I was about to make the joke about, well, it was smart to get out of Kansas and head to Virginia Tech. But Kansas and Virginia Tech was where he was at. He was the MVP of the Spring League in 2021. He's also spent some time with the Chicago Bears. So he is part of the St. Louis Battlehawks as well. And that's going to be excited. XFL Draft Week is continuing on, coming up tomorrow, and then it will continue into Thursday as well, as the Battlehawks roster will continue to come together. And again, we'll hopefully have a little bit more on that as we go throughout the course of the week. But that's cool. That's cool to I like that they do the quarterback draft. The quarterbacks are going to very often be the face of the franchise. Just getting that out of the way, where you can then focus on all the other positions and not do the thing where you're trying to decide when you're going to take your quarterback. Just get that done. I think that's a smart move that the XFL does, and that's good to see. And obviously, one name in there, an AJ McCarron, a name that's very, very, very familiar to sports fans out there. And again, the news of the day, if you missed it just a little while ago, Buck Showalter being named the National League Manager of the Year. He receives 8 of the 30 first-place votes, 10 second-place votes, and 77 total votes. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts finishing in second. He also earned 8 first-place votes, but then had just 4 second-place votes. And Brian Snitker, who won the award in 2018, he finished in third. He finished with 7 first-place votes. That was your top three. But then after that, Oliver Marmol, he did receive first-place votes. He ended up with 5 first-place votes, and he finishes fourth in that category. You would think that if Marmol remains with the Cardinals in the long term, which there's no reason to believe that he's not going to, and the Cardinals continue to win games at a high rate, at some point in time, he is going to be the manager of the year. The Cardinals have a pretty good track record when it comes to managers of the year, so he'll win it at some point. But not bad. Your first year as a major league manager, you end up finishing 4th in the manager of the year voting, and 5 separate ballots put you number 1 on that list. There's something to be said for that, for sure. So congratulations to Oliver Marmol for that. Just about set to wrap things up here on a Tuesday night, getting done a little bit early for St. Louis University Billikens basketball. Billikens are in action this evening against Memphis. 60th all-time meeting between these two programs. Tigers lead the all-time series 33-26. These two teams met last year in Memphis. Memphis won that game 90-74. So the Billikens looking to exact a little bit of revenge tonight. Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr., they've got the call of the game. Billikens basketball on the way next, right here on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.